Damnatio Memoriae, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Damnatio Memoriae is a modern Latin phrase meaning condemnation of memory, indicating that a person is to be excluded from official accounts. Depending on the extent, it can be a case of historical negationism. There are and have been many routes to Damnatio Memoriae, including the destruction of depictions, the removal of names from inscriptions and documents, and even large-scale rewritings of history. The term can be applied to other instances of official scrubbing. In history, the practice is seen as long ago as the aftermath of the reign of the Egyptian pharaohs Akhenaten in the 14th century BC and Hatshepsut in the 15th century BC. Image: the Severan Tondo, circa 199 CE Tondo, of the Severan family, with portraits of Septimius Severus, Julia Domna, and their sons, Caracalla and Geta. The face of one of Severus's and Julia's sons has been erased, it may be Geta's, as a result of the Damnatio Memoriae ordered by his brother Caracalla after Geta's death. Contents: the article has 8 main sections. 1. Etymology. 2. Ancient World. 3. Middle Ages. 4. Modern Usage. 5. Analysis. 6. See also. 7. References. 8. External links. Section 1. Etymology. Although the term Damnatio Memoriae is Latin, the phrase was not used by the ancient Romans and first appeared in a thesis written in Germany in 1689. Section 2. Ancient World. Today's best-known examples of Damnatio Memoriae from antiquity concern chiseling stone inscriptions or deliberately omitting certain information from them. Image: Damnatio Memoriae of Commodus on an inscription in the Museum of Roman History, Osterbirken. The abbreviation CO was later restored with paint. Ancient Mesopotamia. According to Stefan Zawadzki, the oldest known examples of such practices come from around 2000 to 3000 BC. He cites the example of Lagash, an ancient city-state founded by the Sumerians in southern Mesopotamia, where preserved inscriptions concerning a conflict with another city-state, Umma, do not mention the ruler of Umma, but describe him as, quote, the man of Umma, unquote, which Zawadzki sees as an example of deliberate degradation of the ruler of Umma to the role of an unworthy person whose name and position in history the rulers of Lagash did not want to record for posterity. Ancient Egypt. Egyptians also practiced this, as seen in relics from Pharaoh Akhenaten's tomb and elsewhere. Akhenaten's sole worship of the god Aten, instead of the many gods prior to the time, was considered heretical. During his reign, Akhenaten endeavored to have all references to the god Amun chipped away and removed. After his reign, temples to the Aten were dismantled, and the stones reused to create other temples. Images of Akhenaten had their faces chipped away, and images and references to Amun reappeared. The people blamed their misfortunes on Akhenaten's shift of worship to Atenism, away from the gods they served before him. Image: coffin believed to belong to Akhenaten, found in tomb KV55. Note the typical obliteration of the face. Another Egyptian victim of this practice was Pharaoh Ai. The campaign of Damnatio Memoriae against Akhenaten and Ai's was initiated by the latter's successor, Horemheb, who decided to erase from history all pharaohs associated with the unpopular Amarna period. This process was continued by Horemheb's successors. Ancient Greece. The practice was known in ancient Greece. Another example of Damnatio Memoriae as punishment in ancient Greece was the one meted out by the peoples of Ephesus after Herostratus set fire to the Temple of Artemis, one of the 7 wonders of antiquity. Felons would be erased from history for the crimes they had committed. Ancient Rome. Image: deleted mention of Geta in an inscription after his Damnatio Memoriae, Museo Archeologico Nazionale di Cagliari. image. Lucius Aelius Seianus suffered damnatio memoriae following a failed conspiracy to overthrow Emperor Tiberius in AD 31. His statues were destroyed and his name obliterated from all public records. The above coin from Augusta Biblius, originally struck to mark the consulship of Seianus, has the words L. Aelio Seiano obliterated. In ancient Roman society, quote, a Roman's house was perceived as an extension of the self, signaling piety to divine protectors and social and genealogical status to the world outside, end quote. Similarly, just as the domus would have been seen as an extension of the self, memory was thought of as one of the best ways to understand the self. In a society without much written documentation, memory training was a big part of Roman education. Orators, leaders, and poets alike used memory training devices or memory palaces to help give speeches or tell long epic poems. In Natural History, Pliny writes,
it would be far from easy to pronounce what person has been the most remarkable for the excellence of his memory, that blessing so essential for the enjoyment of life, there being so many that were celebrated for it. King Cyrus knew all the soldiers of his army by name, El Scipio the names of all the Roman people.
Memory palaces provided an aid for remembering certain key ideas. By assigning locations in their homes for different ideas, poets or the like could walk back and forth through their house, recalling ideas with every step. Memory training often involved assigning ideas to wall paintings, floor mosaics, and sculptures that adorned many ancient Roman homes. The punishment of damnatio memoriae involved altering the rooms, many times destroying or tampering with the art in their homes as well, so the house would no longer be identifiable as the perpetrator's home. This would, in turn, erase the perpetrator's very existence. In ancient Rome, the practice of damnatio memoriae was the condemnation of Roman elites and emperors after their deaths. If the Senate or a later emperor did not like the acts of an individual, they could have his property seized, his name erased, and his statues reworked. Because there is an economic incentive to seize property and rework statues, historians and archaeologists have had difficulty determining when official damnatio memoriae actually took place, although it seems to have been quite rare. Compounding this difficulty is the fact that a completely successful damnatio memoriae results, by definition, in the full and total erasure of the subject from the historical record. In the case of figures such as emperors or consuls, it is unlikely that complete success was possible, as even comprehensive obliteration of the person's existence and actions in records and the like would continue to be historically visible without extensive reworking. The impracticality of such a cover-up would be vast. In the case of Emperor Geta, for example, coins bearing his effigy proved difficult to entirely remove from circulation for several years, even though the mere mention of his name was punishable by death. Difficulties in implementation also arose if there was not full and enduring agreement with the punishment, such as when the Senate's condemnation of Nero was implemented, leading to attacks on many of his statues, but subsequently evaded with the enormous funeral he was given by Vitellius. Similarly, it was often difficult to prevent later historians from resurrecting the memory of the sanctioned person. Section 3. Middle Ages. In the Middle Ages, heresiarchs could have their memory condemned. The Council of Constance decreed the damnatio memoriae of John Wycliffe. Image. The Doge of Venice, Marino Faliero's portrait, was removed and painted over with a black shroud as damnatio memoriae for his attempted coup. The shroud bears the Latin phrase, quote, this is the space for Marino Faliero, beheaded for crimes. The practice of replacing pagan beliefs and motifs with Christian, and purposefully not recording the pagan history, has been compared to damnatio memoriae as well. Section 4. Modern Usage. USSR and Eastern Europe. While complete damnatio memoriae has not been attempted in modern times, naming or writing about a person falling from favor is not subject to formal punishment. Less total examples of damnatio memoriae in modern times include numerous examples from the Soviet Union, retouching photos to remove individuals such as Leon Trotsky, Nikolai Yezhov, and even Stalin. After Stalin ordered the murder of Grigory Kulik's wife, Kira Kulik-Simonich, all images of the woman disappeared, and historians have no idea of what she looked like. Following their fall from favor, Lavrenti Beria and others were removed from articles in the Great Soviet Encyclopedia. Following the fall of communism in Eastern Europe, many communist statues, particularly of Lenin and Stalin, were removed from former Soviet satellite states. Following a 2015 decision, Ukraine successfully dismantled all 1,320 statues of Lenin after its independence, as well as renaming roads and structures named under Soviet authority. The graphic designer David King had a strong interest in Soviet art and design, and amassed a collection of over 250,000 images. His most striking examples of before and after alterations were published as The Commissar Vanishes. Poland. 19th century Polish writers often omitted mentioning two kings from the list of Polish monarchs, Bezprym and Wenceslaus III of Bohemia, which has resulted in their being omitted from many later works as well. China. The treatment of Chinese politician Zhao Ziyang following his fall from grace inside the Chinese Communist Party is regarded as another modern case of damnatio memoriae. Germany. The destruction of all copies of The Victory of Faith in order to erase Ernst Röhm is considered an act of National Socialist damnatio memoriae. In the end, two copies survived, one preserved in London and one preserved by the communist government of East Germany. Italy and fascism. After the Second World War and the fall of Mussolini's fascist regime, Italians attempted to remove the most blatant references to the dominant culture of the previous 20 years. The names of streets and towns were changed, fascist slogans on buildings were painted over, and busts of Mussolini were destroyed. Due to the number and size of fascist buildings, infrastructure, and monuments, complete removal of all traces was impractical, and many survive to this day. Section 5. Analysis. The term is used in modern scholarship to cover a wide array of official and unofficial sanctions through which the physical remnants and memories of a deceased individual are destroyed. Looking at cases of damnatio memoriae in modern Irish history, Guy Biner has argued that iconoclastic vandalism only makes martyrs of the dishonored, thus ensuring that they will be remembered for all time. Nonetheless, Biner goes on to argue that the purpose of damnatio memoriae, rather than being to erase people from memory, was to guarantee only negative memories of those who were so dishonored. Pointing out that damnatio memoriae did not erase people from history, but in effect kept their memory alive, Biner concluded that those who partake in the destruction of a monument should be considered agents of memory. Author Charles Hedrick proposes that a distinction be made between damnatio memoriae, the condemnation of a deceased person, and abolitio memoriae, the actual erasure of another from historical texts. Section 6. See also. Alan Smithy. Anathema. Cancel culture. Censorship in Italy. Censorship in North Korea. Censorship of images in the Soviet Union. Crisis of the Roman Republic. List of tombs of anti-popes. Memory Hole. 1984, Orwell's 1949 novel. Non-person. Persona non grata. Denazification. Debathification. Decommunization. De-Stalinization. Historical negationism. Historical revisionism. Iconoclasm. Execration texts. Forced disappearance. List of condemned Roman emperors. Proscription, shunning, slighting, yimakshimo. Section 7. References. 29 references are listed. Section 8. External links. Media related to damnatio memoriae at Wikimedia Commons. Damnatio memoriae at livius.org. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-SA/3.0.